This is JIS News. Coming up, no reported cases of Zika virus in Jamaica. Four parishes not affected by hand, foot and mouth disease. And Jamaica Customs outperforms September revenue target. The news in detail after this message.
Come to the Jamaica Information Service JIS head office at 53A Halfway Road, Kingston 10 for your Jamaican flags, heritage posters, and publications. Get 10% off all packages on Fridays when you wear the national colors to make your purchase. Offer available now through to October 30 while stocks last. Call 926-3590-4, email research at jis.gov.jm or visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now for the news. Health Minister Dr. Fendon Ferguson says there's no reported case of the Zika virus in Jamaica. He says a sample sent to the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARPA, for testing for chikungunya, dengue and Zika over the weekend returned negative results for all three viruses.
I assure you that if we do confirm a case of Zika in Jamaica, the Ministry of Health will inform the country promptly, as we always do in these situations.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a press conference in Kingston on Friday. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the hand, foot and mouth disease has affected schools in all parishes except Trelawney, Hanover, Manchester and Clarendon. He says as at October 1, some 98 schools and 313 students were confirmed as having symptoms of the disease. Most of the cases are from schools in St. Catherine, Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Thomas.
In St. Catherine, 38 schools with 153 cases. Kingston and St. Andrew had reports of 67 cases with 20 schools. St. Thomas has reported from 11 schools with 39 cases. In the Northeast region, Portland has reported 13 cases from 13 schools. And St. Anne has 17 cases from 6 schools. Two schools in St. Mary reported that they had cases, but the number of cases was not reported.
Dr. Ferguson was providing an update on the hand, foot and mouth disease on Friday. In the Western region, Westmoreland reported 9 cases from 4 schools, while 2 institutions from St. James reported 9 cases. In the Southern region, St. Elizabeth reported 6 cases from 2 schools. A total of 11 schools have been reported as closed. Jamaica Customs is reporting that it has outperformed its revenue target for the month of September 2015 by over $2 billion. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Reese says net revenue collected for the month of September was approximately $15.93 billion, $2.05 billion more than the Ministry of Finance prescribed target of $12.95 billion. In comparison to the same period last year, the agency collected $14.133 billion, which represents an increase of $866 million. Major Reese says the increased revenue is due to a sustained drive to boost efficiency in all areas of the agency's operations.
The ongoing increases in collections are attributed to improvements in our risk management, examinations, secondaries, and also in terms of our overall business strategy.
Major Reese was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says additional revenue enhancement measures will be implemented for the remainder of the fiscal year in order to increase collections. And 6 persons received gold awards from Her Royal Highness, the Princess Royal, at the Duke of Edinburgh Gold Awards ceremony at King's House on Thursday. Each received an award for volunteerism, physical improvement, skills development, and the completion of an expedition to the Blue and Drunkru Mountains. Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, encouraged the awardees to become role models to others with whom they come in contact.
The price and the prize of your award here today is that you don't keep it to yourselves, but that in fact you share it fully with all others who you come in contact with. Because by your example, many of your peers can learn how to overcome challenges and to build strong characters that can withstand the many distractions and antisocial behavior.
The Princess Royal, also known as Princess Anne, is on a working visit to the island during the period September 30 to October 2. Her visit coincided with the activities for the Caribbean-Canada Emerging Leaders Dialogue. That was JIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.